I have Professor Theo Venter from the University of Johannesburg in the BizNews studio with me and would like his views on this appearance of Elon Musk at the hotel room of President Cyril Ramaphosa in New York. Theo, what do you make of it?
Well, firstly, the big story of Ramaphosa's visit to New York should have been South Africa defending its international court case against Israel and Palestine, and secondly, the issue that we are an absolute integral part of the reformation or the transformation of the Security Council. That should have been the big news. But then Elon Musk entered, and I think that changed the whole dynamics of his visit to New York, because firstly, it is on par with Ramaphosa inviting business people, saying South Africa is open for business. But the Elon Musk case is a little bit different. He is an ex-South African with very strong views about what's happening in South Africa. And then one specific piece of technology, Starlink, is something which rural South Africa is really would really like to implement. But BEE says that if you want to bring that kind of technology into the country, there needs to be a 30% stake for South Africans, black South Africans in particular. And I think a lot of the discussions that took place in the rooms where they met, apparently, would have been either one or two things: how to get around the 30% or how to manage the 30%. I'm not sure which one, but it is definitely that if a breakthrough is made with Starlink, which is a kind of internet technology, if a breakthrough is made whatever way, either by means of getting around it or managing it in a specific way, I think it opens up Musk's financial muscle to be more prevalent in South Africa in future.
And that is a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think Starlink, we can see the Starlink satellites being launched from time to time. There's usually pictures in the newspapers about these several little lights in the air and so on and so on. And I know illegally, South Africans are using it because there are base stations in Namibia, Swaziland, Mozambique, Zimbabwe. We're trying to prevent that. But I think the technology is an interesting kind of animal. If it gets traction, nothing will stop it. You better manage the implementation, but you can't stop it.
So what about a possibility of a BEE exception for Starlink?
I think that is something that definitely will be considered, but the difficulty with BEE, we have seen what exceptions does. The Guptas received these kind of exceptions, and eventually they took government to school. They absolutely exploited the South African government in several ways, and the cost of the Guptas and state capture was tremendous. And I think that's the one big fear. Elon Musk is a different kind of animal, and I would just like to add something to the Elon Musk dimension and the exception. Where we're sitting at the moment, the support between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is at 50-50. Some say 49, some say 51. It's 50-50. If you look at the swing states, Trump has got a small advantage over Kamala Harris, and the swing states will determine the outcome, because the outcome will not be determined by the popular vote that Hillary Clinton will tell you. It will be determined by who gets 270 electors. Now, Elon Musk has associated himself very, very firmly in the Trump corner. Now, in 2025, I'm spinning a little bit now, but in 2025, South Africa takes up the chairmanship of the G20.
Mm-hmm.
G20 every year holds a summit, and that summit takes place in the country that hosts or that holds the chairmanship. And it is tradition that heads of state visit that summit. So South Africa may, next year, having the summit, may either invite President Trump or President Harris, which I think will be a very, very interesting thing. Now, if you've got a good relationship with Musk, which Trump already said, I will give him a job in government of some kind, making government more efficient. Maybe this is a good investment in the case where Donald Trump becomes the president.
Thank you, Professor Theo Venter from UJ. Thanks for speaking to us.
My pleasure.